This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In New Hampshire today, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders declared victory in the Iowa caucus.
So what I want to do today, 3 days late, is to thank the people of Iowa for the very strong victory they gave us at the Iowa caucuses on Monday night.
That was Sanders during an afternoon press conference in Manchester. NHPR's Josh Rogers was there, and he joins me now. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So Sanders says he won the Iowa caucus. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg claimed victory on caucus night. No official winner has been declared. So what's going on?
Well, Pete Buttigieg did and does have a slight edge in delegates out of Iowa based on the totals available now. So that was his logic for declaring a win, though he did so without anything official. You know, Sanders' claim is based on the number of total votes cast. He told us today that with 97% of precincts counted in Iowa, that he has no doubt that he'll have won the most votes.
Some 6,000 more Iowans came out on caucus night to support our candidacy than the candidacy of anyone else. And when 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
Okay, now this press conference was packed with reporters, and Sanders took several questions. What stood out?
Well, in terms of stuff relevant to New Hampshire, Sanders addressed claims made by Joe Biden when he spoke in Summersworth earlier this week, essentially that if Sanders ends up being the Democratic nominee, that President Trump will tar every Democrat as being a socialist. Here's a bit of what Sanders had to say to that.
Let me tell my good friend Joe that when we're dealing with somebody like Donald Trump who lies all of the time, he will pin any label that he wants on any candidate. It doesn't really matter.
I understand Sanders also weighed in on Mike Bloomberg. He is skipping all the early voting states, but he's spending millions to position himself later in later voting states. What did Sanders have to say about him?
Well, you know, what Sanders was asked specifically about Mike Bloomberg was about debates and Mike Bloomberg's likely inclusion in future Democratic debates. Sanders said he shouldn't be based on criteria and, you know, as if to emphasize the point, he was standing behind a podium that said Bernie and then said not billionaires. Why don't we hear what Sanders had to say?
A guy comes in who does not campaign one bit in Iowa, New Hampshire. He's not on the ballot, I guess, in Nevada or South Carolina, but he's worth $55 billion. And I guess if you're worth $55 billion, you can get the rules changed for a debate. So to answer your question, I think that that is an absolute outrage.
But first, there is New Hampshire. Did Sanders tip his hand at all about what he's going to do over the next 5 days to win here?
Well, nothing terribly specific. I mean, recall he did win big here in 2016, 2-1 over Hillary Clinton, and a lot of that was driven by grassroots support. And, you know, in Manchester, he invoked canvassers who he had out working in the then inclement weather, the snow and the rain. And, you know, he basically said that's what he's going to be relying on. But it was interesting when he, in response to a question, he also had to parse what he essentially admitted was a troubling result out of Iowa, that overall turnout was well below what it was in 2008. That was a year when Barack Obama won and Democrats really surged in turnout. And what Sanders said is that his campaign has basically crunched the numbers and that he believes the percentage of voters who participated this year in Iowa, voters under 29, that's the segment of the electorate that Sanders runs strongest in, was actually higher in Iowa this year than it was in 2008. You know, he certainly wants that kind of makeup of the electorate here in New Hampshire. The more young voters, the better for Sanders. And, you know, we can expect him to really try to turn those folks out over the next 5 days.
NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Peter.